Dale Aden has been farming most of his life, just like his father and his father's father.
I'm a third-generation farmer on this land.
His land is in Okabena, Minnesota, right along the Okabena Creek, where for many years, Aden watched helplessly as the creek flooded its banks and soaked his crops.
In wet years, this crop all drowns out. And when you lose a crop, it takes another 5 years to pay for that one year that we had a loss.
After the losses took their toll, Aden had an epiphany of sorts. Why not stop farming the marginal land and set it aside for wildlife?
I thought as a legacy I would do this, put it back to where it should be, better than where we found it.
Aden heard about a conservation program called Reinvest in Minnesota, or RIM, that would pay him to return some of his farmland to its natural state. The RIM program encourages farmers to keep farming their productive land, but sell the marginal land that's susceptible to soil and water erosion. Aden planted trees and shrubs. And here, a friend is planting prairie grass that will soon provide cover for animals.
Yeah, I can see her. She's sticking her head out over there.
Aden also made dozens of birdhouses, like this one, for a pair of tree swallows that will soon get a lot more crowded when these eggs hatch.
They can either be 5, 6, or 7.
Aden broke drainage tiles and let his farmland return to wetland.
Up to about 3 years ago, this was all farmed. It's hard to believe now, but it was all farmed. Corn and soybean rotation is what it was. Across the road here, it was the same way. 3 years ago, it was all farmland. But if the water would come up...
Here's a look at Aden's crop a few years ago. Here's that same spot today. A wetland with a thriving wildlife population. These days, the sound of tractors on the Aden family farm has been replaced by a different sound.
As I call it music, I guess. Wildlife music. It's just wonderful to hear.
And Aden is happy to sit back and listen.
I couldn't be happier for the way it's turned out.